Loan amortization. Most real estate loans are repaid in monthly installments of principal and interest. As a payment is applied to the loan, any interest that is due is paid, with the remainder being applied to the outstanding loan balance. This process of repaying a loan over a period of time, in regular installments, is called amortization. When a lender is receiving monthly installments from a borrower, the amount of monthly interest due must be calculated. For example, consider a loan with a balance of $209,588 reported on March 1st. The rate is 4.5%. To calculate the interest that is due on April 1st, multiply $209,588 times 4.5% or 0.045 to calculate the interest due in 1 year. $9,431.46 divided by 12 equals $785.96. $785.96 is the interest due that will be deducted from the borrower's next payment. Continuing the example above, assume that the borrower's monthly payment is $1,064.04. When the payment is received, $785.92 in interest will be deducted, and what is left over will be applied to the loan balance. $1,064.04 minus $785.96 equals $278.08 to be applied to the loan balance. $209,588 minus $278.08 equals $209,309.92 equals new loan balance after applying the April 1st payment. Adjustable rate mortgages. High inflation and unsettled interest rates of the 1970s lead to the development of alternative methods of financing mortgage loans. These alternative repayment plans were viewed as a means of assisting borrowers in qualifying for a loan larger than they would have otherwise qualified for using a standard fixed interest rate product. Alternative loan products allowed many Americans to purchase a home at a time when fixed interest products were at historically high rates. The most widely used alternative loan was an adjustable rate mortgage, ARM. A major risk undertaken by lenders on long-term mortgages is the risk that rates will increase in the future. If a lender is holding a portfolio of loans at rates in the 6% range, the portfolio loses considerable value if rates move significantly higher in the future. Lenders prefer the adjustable rate mortgage because it limits the lender's exposure to rising interest rates. Since the 1970s, lenders have often encouraged borrowers to consider ARM programs by offering initial interest rates that are lower than traditional fixed-rate loans. In effect, the lender is offering a lower initial rate in exchange for the borrower, taking on more of the lender's risk of higher interest rates in the future. In an adjustable rate mortgage, the borrower obtains a loan for a certain term, perhaps 15 or 30 years. The loan is funded at an initial rate of interest that will remain fixed for a period of time. That period will vary depending on the loan product. Rate changes in an ARM are determined by increases or decreases in a funds index that is not under the control of the lender. ARM terminology, adjustment period. The interest rate and monthly payment change every month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, or 7 years. The period between rate changes is called the adjustment period. For example, a loan with an adjustment period of 1 year is called a 1 year ARM. The interest rate and payment can change once every year. A loan with a 3 year adjustment period is called a 3 year ARM. Index. The index is what the lender uses as an instrument for measuring changes in interest rates. It is the lender's barometer of change in interest rates. As the index rate moves up, so does the interest rate charged by the lender to the consumer, resulting in higher monthly payments to the borrower. As the index rate moves down, the interest rate charged by the lender to the consumer goes down, resulting in lower monthly payments to the borrower. The index and resulting rate move up and down with fluctuations in financial markets. Lenders base ARM rates on a variety of indices. Among the most common indices are 1-year constant maturity treasury rate, CMT, Secured Overnight Financing Rate, SOFR. The Secured Overnight Financing Rate is an interest rate benchmark that is used as a reference rate for a wide range of financial transactions, including loans, derivative transactions, bonds, and mortgages. Margin, the percent added to the index in order to calculate the payment interest rate. Margins vary from one lender to another, remain fixed for the term of the loan, and are not impacted by the financial markets and movement of interest rates. Lenders use a variety of margins depending upon the loan program and adjustment periods. Fully indexed rate. The fully indexed rate is equal to the margin plus the index and is usually to the nearest 1/8 of a percent. For example, if the lender uses an index that currently is 1.50% and adds a 2.50% margin, the fully indexed rate would be index 1.5%. Margin plus 2.5%. Fully indexed rate 4.00%. Index plus margin equals fully indexed rate. Discounted initial rate, teaser rate. The lender offers a lower interest rate during the first year or more of the loan. These interest rate concessions are incentives to attract borrowers to ARM products. Interest rate caps. An interest rate cap places a limit on the amount the interest rate can increase or decrease at each adjustment date. Rate caps limit how much interest can change. Per adjustment cap. This cap limits how much a payment may increase or decrease in any subsequent adjustment. In most cases, lenders base the per adjustment cap on the initial or starting rate. The per adjustment applies regardless of the rate change indicated by the index plus margin. Per adjustment caps vary by lender and are often in the 1% to 2% range. Lifetime cap limits the interest rate increases over the life of the loan. This is a worst-case scenario and determines the highest the payment will ever go, regardless of increases in the index. The lifetime cap is generally in the 5% to 6% range. Initial adjustment cap. ARMs that offer a fixed rate period during the first years of the loan usually have an initial rate cap that is higher than the per adjustment cap. In many ARMs, the interest payment rate may increase as much as 6% higher than the first year rate. ARM C A P T E R M I N O L O G Y. Caps of 1/5 to 1% per adjustment cap and a 5% lifetime cap. Caps of 2/6, 2% per adjustment cap and a 6% lifetime cap. Caps of 6/2, 6% initial adjustment cap, 2% per adjustment cap and a 6% lifetime cap. Advantages of ARM mortgage loans: lower interest rate. The rate of interest will often be considerably lower than on the best fixed-rate mortgage deal in the short term. The low ARM mortgage rate can help borrowers who are currently struggling, yet are likely to experience income growth later in their professional careers. Higher loans. The low introductory rate allows a homeowner to borrow a larger sum of money because home mortgage payments are considerably lower falling rates. If the borrower anticipates that interest rates are likely to fall or stay low for an extended period, an adjustable rate mortgage loan can allow that person to benefit financially. Disadvantages of ARM mortgage loans: early refinancing. While it is unusual for an early redemption penalty to be applied once the loan has been in operation for 3 years, the inability to refinance could prove costly, particularly if the borrower correctly anticipated that interest rates were heading upward. Unpredictable home mortgage payments. Unlike the best fixed-rate mortgage deal, the rate of interest is not set. This could make it difficult for those on a fixed income to cope with rising repayments when bank base rates start to go up. Foreclosure rates have always been significantly higher on ARMs than fixed-rate deals' long-term cost. While the introductory rates are lower than on a fixed-rate loan, an ARM mortgage loan could actually cost the borrower more over the full duration confusion. The way that an ARM operates can prove extremely confusing for borrowers. An ARM mortgage loan enables the borrower to benefit from low home mortgage payments in the short term, The advantage of the fixed-rate mortgage is that it can protect a borrower against interest rate fluctuations. Hybrid ARMs. Hybrid ARMs offer the consumer an interest rate that is fixed for an initial period, then readjusts over the remainder of the life of the loan. These loans are a mix, or a hybrid, of a fixed rate period and an adjustable rate period. The interest rate is fixed for the first few years of the loan. After that, the rate may adjust periodically until the loan is paid off. There are several types of hybrids, such as 3-over-1, 5-over-1, 7-over-1, or 10-over-1 ARMs. The first number, 5, for example, is the length of the initial period, during which the interest rate does not change. The second number, 1, for example, is how often the ARM is adjusted after the initial period. The interest rate on a 5-year adjustable rate mortgage will not change for the first 5 years, but can change in the 6th year and be adjusted every year after that, up to a maximum amount. Another ARM variation is the 2/28 or 3/27 ARMs. The first number indicates the number of years of the fixed interest rate period, while the second number indicates the number of years the rates on the loan will be adjustable. Some 2/28 and 3/27 mortgages adjust every 6 months, not annually. Advantages of hybrid ARMs. One of the biggest advantages of a hybrid ARM is the low interest rate the borrower benefits from during the initial fixed period. Normally, hybrid ARMs offer an interest rate that is substantially lower than that of a 15 or 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, providing the borrower with economical payments and better monthly cash flow. The basic idea behind the hybrid is that the borrower will invest the payment savings wisely if he or she plans to move or sell the property in the near future. A hybrid ARM is ideal for individuals who plan to sell their homes within 7 to 10 years. Contemporary homeowners often feel that it makes little sense to pay for a fixed-rate, 30-year loan when most will be out of their homes and loans long before. Then hybrid ARMs provide a combination of safety and savings that many homeowners find too attractive to pass up. Disadvantages of hybrid ARMs. The hybrid ARM loan is best described as either offering the best of both worlds or the worst of both worlds. Fluctuating rates may affect the borrower in one of two ways. If rates increase when the fixed rate period is over, the borrower could end up with significantly higher payments. Moreover, if rates drop while the borrower is in the fixed rate period, he or she would be unable to take advantage of that lower rate. If the fixed rate period is too short in an increasing market or too long in a decreasing market, borrowers could find themselves on the wrong side of a rate rebound. Interest only, IO. ARMs and interest only, IO, ARM payment plan, allows a borrower to pay only the interest for a specified number of years, typically for 3 to 10 years, making it possible for a borrower to have smaller monthly payments for a while. After that, the monthly payment will increase, even if interest rates stay the same, because the borrower must start paying back the principal, as well as the interest each month. For some IO loans, the interest rate adjusts during the IO period as well. For example, if a borrower takes out a 30-year mortgage loan with a 5-year IO payment period, he can pay only interest for 5 years and then must pay both the principal and interest over the next 25 years. Because the borrower begins to pay back the principal, the payments increase after year 5, even if the rate stays the same. Keep in mind that the longer the IO period, the higher the monthly payments will be after the IO period ends. The interest-only loan, with monthly interest payments, is the only loan whose payment is easily calculated. Calculate the monthly payment on a loan of $157,500 at a rate of 5%, $157,500, times 5% equals $7,875 interest per year. $7,875 divided by 12 equals $656.25 per month, interest only. Advantages of interest-only ARMs. Interest-only mortgages are for borrowers who have a good reason for preferring the lower initial required payment and are prepared to deal with the consequences. Here are some possible reasons. Pay principal when convenient. Borrowers with fluctuating incomes may value the flexibility the IO mortgage gives them. When their finances are tight, they can make the IO payment, and when they are flush, they can make a substantial payment to the principal. Buy more house. It is common for families to begin with a starter home and then move up as their incomes rise. This process of trading up carries high transaction and moving costs. Borrowers can avoid these costs by skipping to the second house now. In the short term, this will cause a cash flow strain, but the IO mortgage may make it manageable. Invest the cash flow. For most homeowners, paying down mortgage debt is the most effective way to build wealth. Nonetheless, some may build wealth more rapidly by investing excess cash flow elsewhere rather than paying down a home mortgage. For this to succeed, the return on investment must exceed the mortgage interest rate, since that rate is what they earn when they repay their mortgage. Disadvantages of interest-only ARMs, interest-only mortgages are not a good idea for people whose incomes are likely to remain the same or only increase modestly, because if a real estate bubble is in progress, then people looking to make a profit in that business can utilize interest-only mortgage loans to fund their acquisitions. By leveraging their finances, speculators can make big profits out of the property they acquire. The only problem is, all bubbles must burst, and sooner or later, real estate values have to go down. In this scenario, those who acquired properties using interest-only mortgage loans may be saddled with difficult-to-get-rid-of, long-term financial obligations. A further danger arises when interest rates rise. If interest rates go up, so would the required monthly payments. If it rises 1 or 2 percentage points, it could mean real trouble. Because of this, interest-only loans must be used only after calculating the risks involved. The greatest danger of an interest-only mortgage is to those who do not fully understand the consequences of a loan that does not amortize, although it is hard to believe that anyone could make such an important decision without looking at the consequences. Many borrowers have a head-in-the-sand attitude towards finance, which could be disastrous in the long run. Interest is money paid at a particular rate for the use of money loaned to a person or entity. It is generally calculated on an annual percentage rate, and therefore, yearly interest equals interest rate percent times principal. The yearly interest is the part. The interest rate is the percent. The principal is the total. For example, if John borrowed $5,000 to pay for a new roof at a rate of 11.5%, what amount of interest would he owe at the end of 1 year if no principal had been repaid? From the same example above, how much interest would John owe at the end of 5 months, assuming no interest had been paid? $575 annual interest divided by 12 equals $47.92 interest per month. $47.92 times 5 equals $239.58. Compounding interest. Compound interest is different from simple interest because you are not just adding interest to the original deposit or initial investment, but interest is being added on top of the interest that has already been added to the principal. Example: Tom deposited $1,000 into a savings account that earns 10% that is compounded annually. How much money will Tom have in his account after 2 years' time? Step 1. Multiply the original deposit $1,000 by 10%. $1,000 times 10% equals $100. Step 2. Add $100 to the original deposit. $1,000 plus $100 equals $1,100. This is the balance for year 1. Step 3. Multiply the year 1 balance by 10%. $1,100 times 10% equals $110. Step 4. Add $110 to the year 1 balance. $1,100 plus $110 equals $1,210. Answer: $1,210 in Tom's account after 2 years' time. As you can see from the calculations above for year 2, the interest is compounded, that is, added to the balance of the original principal, plus the interest earned in year 1. Think of it as compound interest equals interest on interest. Year 3 would be the balance of Year 2, $1,210, multiplied by 10%, the product of which, $121, would then be added to the balance, $1,210, plus $121, equals $1,331, and so on for the length of the investment. As with simple interest calculations, interest is compounded in periods that can be annually, semi-annually, quarterly, monthly, or daily. Investors benefit from compounding interest, whereas compounding interest affects borrowers negatively. They would owe more money than with simple interest calculations on their debt, because the interest is accrued not just on the original balance, but on the original balance and the accumulated interest from period to period. As you may imagine, the longer the investment term and the more variable the compounding periods, the more complex the calculations become. For the purposes of this course, we will assume that all interest is compounded once per annual period. The simplified formula for future investment value that is compounded once per period is P equals principal, I equals interest rate, N equals compounding periods, S equals future value, P 1 plus I to the power, N equals S. Don't forget P, E, M, D, A, S, parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. Making the decision, fixed rate versus ARM. For the borrower planning to remain in a home for the long term, the fixed rate mortgage is probably the best choice. The fixed rate mortgage is also ideal for the borrower who is averse to risk or who believes that the trend in mortgage rates is upward. An additional benefit of a fixed rate loan is that it is predictable, which allows the homeowner to budget and plan for the future with greater certainty. If a buyer plans to sell sooner rather than later, an ARM might be a better choice. A buyer with a 5-to-1 ARM might well move before there is an opportunity for a rate hike or reduction. An ARM might also be an ideal product for the borrower that believes that the trend in mortgage rates is downward. An ARM might be a desirable product for a borrower who wants to qualify at a lower initial rate to give him or her more purchasing power. ARMs with initial fixed periods of 3 years or more are underwritten at the initial note rate, which allows the borrower to qualify for a larger loan. ARMs with initial fixed periods of 6 months or 1 year are underwritten at the rate that could be, in effect, at the end of the first year, the second-year rate, which negates some of the benefits if the borrower is trying to qualify for a larger loan through the adjustable rate mortgage. One risk factor to consider when selecting an ARM is the possibility of rate increases in the future that could make the payment difficult for the borrower to pay on a timely basis. Other loan plans, blanket mortgage. A blanket mortgage covers more than one piece of property. A builder may buy more than one lot in a new subdivision. He will do so with one loan. This type of loan is likely to contain a release clause, allowing the borrower to obtain partial releases of specific lots by making required lump sum payments. Package mortgage. A package mortgage includes both real and personal property, fixtures and furnishings. Furnished condominiums and resort areas are often sold this way. Budget mortgage. In a budget mortgage, the monthly house payment includes principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, known as PITI. The tax and insurance portion of the payment is held in a special account called an escrow account. It is also called an impound, trust, or reserve account. Balloon note. Balloon loans are beneficial to some borrowers, especially those who do not plan to stay in their homes for an extended period. A balloon loan is a partially amortized loan with a final payment substantially larger than the others. The benefit of this type of loan is a lower interest rate. The main disadvantage is the high cost of refinancing. Construction to permanent. Most mortgage financing plans provide only permanent financing. The lender will not usually close the loan and release the mortgage proceeds unless the condition and value of the property provide adequate loan security. When rehabilitation is involved, a lender typically requires the improvements to be finished before a long-term mortgage is made. When a buyer wants to purchase a residential property in need of repair or modernization, the buyer usually has to obtain financing first to purchase the dwelling, additional financing to do the rehabilitation construction, and a permanent mortgage when the work is completed to pay off the interim loans with a permanent mortgage. These loans are commonly referred to as rehabilitation or rehab loans. Often, the interim financing, the acquisition and construction loans, are short-term loans with relatively high interest rates. Fannie Mae, FHA, and the VA offer construction to permanent loan products for properties with up to 4 living units. The FHA 203K program provides for the purchase and rehabilitation of buildings with up to 4 living units. The 203K program is for owner-occupied properties, and the borrower must occupy one of the units as his or her primary residence. Somewhat similar conventional programs for up to 4 units are available without the owner-occupied requirement. Whether FHA or conventional, the borrower can get just one mortgage loan at a long-term fixed or adjustable rate to finance both the acquisition and the rehabilitation of the property. To provide funds for the rehabilitation, the mortgage amount is based on the projected value of the property with the work completed, taking into account the cost of the work. The construction to permanent loan allows the funding of the repairs through a series of draws. A draw is an advance against a construction loan that is funded to the borrower as the construction progresses. This gives the lender some assurance that the project will be completed on budget and that the builder, remodeler, will not run out of funds before completion. When all repairs have been completed, the loan is then closed into a permanent loan. The first draw is generally for the purchase of the property. 3 or more draws against the loan are taken down as work progresses on the property. This type of loan has somewhat higher fees because the lender must physically inspect the job as work progresses. Collateral-dependent loans, hard money loans. A hard money loan is a specific type of asset-based financing in which a borrower receives funds secured by the value of a parcel of real estate. Hard money loans are typically issued at much higher interest rates than conventional commercial or residential property loans and are seldom issued by commercial banks or other depository institutions. Private investors make many hard money loans, generally in their local areas. Wraparound mortgage. A wraparound mortgage is a method of financing that preserves the low existing interest rate on the original note. The wraparound is seller financing, in which a new loan takes a secondary lien position, and the original mortgage is not repaid. Open-end mortgage. An open-end mortgage permits additional borrowing on the same note and mortgage. This mortgage is a home equity line of credit, or ELOC. The minimum withdrawal on this line of credit is $4,000 in Texas. Contract for deed. A contract for deed is a type of seller financing wherein the owner retains title to the property while the purchaser takes possession of the premises and pays on the principal. When the final payment is made to the seller, the title will transfer to the buyer. Contract for deed is also known as a land contract or installment land contract. The parties to the contract are referred to as the vendor, seller, and the vendee, buyer. Both are required to sign. Please note that a contract for deed is an executory contract that will become fully executed when the vendee makes the final loan payment to the vendor. The vendor will then deliver the deed to the vendee. Seller financing. Sometimes the seller is willing to take part or all of his equity in the form of a note. If this occurs, there is a TREC-mandated addendum to be used with the transaction. Participation loan. In a participation loan, 2 or more lenders own a share, allowing them to share or distribute the risk. Another form of participation loan allows the lenders to share in the profitability of the property, in addition to collecting principal and interest on the loan. If a lender collects principal and interest and shares in the profits when the property is sold, it is called a shared appreciation mortgage. Reverse annuity mortgage. Homeowners who are at least 62 years of age can borrow against the equity in their property using a reverse annuity mortgage. The loan becomes due upon the sale of the property or the death of the owner. the borrower can never be forced to sell the home. This mortgage is considered the most expensive home equity loan because the debt continues to accrue or grow with interest, and heirs will inherit the property with a lien on it. Subprime loans. Subprime loans have risk-based pricing. The rates are not published on these loans. Borrowers are rated A to F, with a prime borrower having an A rating. A minus to F rated borrowers will pay 1 to 5% higher than those with good credit. These are non-conforming loans. When an unscrupulous lender takes advantage of a consumer's lack of knowledge regarding lending practices, it is called predatory lending. Actions that are considered predatory include steering borrowers to high-rate loans, falsifying loan documents, forging signatures, changing terms at closing, and requiring credit insurance.